Steve and Justin here this time. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butello with super member Justin Sliva, broadcasting from sunny Southern California today. Today we talk about how to buy and sell land with Justin Sliva. And I'll tell you, if you're a member and you've been with us for a while, well, we talk about Justin all the time. He's kind of we've decided to like promote him within the group from just like a guy who gets invited to all of our live events. And, he's kind of like a consigliere or he's like Yoda.
I wouldn't say Yoda. That's a little bit of a stretch.
So we got him out here to Los Angeles to do a couple of shows with us. He's going to be on the member call this week and basically just pick his brain and see how he does stuff, because the truth is, I think he's better at buying and selling real estate than we might be. We'll see. We'll be the judge of that later.
Yeah, I'll take a compliment. I'll take that as a compliment.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of the members on the landinvestors.com online community. Aptly enough, John S. says, Justin, what have you been doing since we last saw you at the live event?
Wow, that's since the last live event. Just throwing me off here a little bit, sorry. First time with earplugs on. See, I'll do it, make it look so easy. But since the last live event, we've been really growing the plum side of our private funding and investment side.
Yeah, so I've talked about plum, because I know what plum is, but yep. Talk to me about.
So plum, a lot of people think that that's that the name itself is something hidden meaning in that or something. My last name is Sliva. You can't spell Sliva. People can't pronounce it. It actually means plum.
Oh, so,
it's super simple. Yeah. So it's not that complicated, but what it is we do some consulting, we do some private funding. We buy some notes. And what we've seen is that the need for money to get help guys scale up and ladies scale their business up, we've been able to do that and make that work for them. Okay. And so we've seen some success with some guys that have come in that were a little bit nervous about buying some property, and they're hitting some home runs right now. And it's
awesome.
It's good to see.
You know, the question is actually really covered in that. It's a kind of the meat of the show topic. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Today's topic, how to buy and sell land, by Justin Sliva. This is the meat of the show. So, walk us through I have two questions. Walk us, number one, through a transaction that you generate yourself from start to finish, please. And then, secondary basis, walk us through a deal where a Land Academy member or somebody from, I think, other land groups out there bring a deal.
Yeah. First, on for me, when I start to do it, it kind of depends on what I'm looking for in the market right then, whether it's houses, it's land, if it's payments, whatever that kind of works into. So if it's I'm wanting to increase our monthly cash flow a little bit, I may say, okay, hey, let's go shop a desert area and throw a couple $1,000 properties out there, pick them up, and then put them on terms for 84 months. We run through our automation with our auto draft and things like that, and mm-hmm. It just kind of adds to what our monthly is. On the second side, if I'm saying, hey, I want to hit some home runs, then I look at kind of have a rule that I want $1,000 to $2,000 land anywhere in the country. It doesn't matter to me. It's mm-hmm. just land. It's numbers. We go out and we send out a bunch of mail to it, buy those, and as they filled in, they go through Pat Live. We'll get a look at them, parcel fact, get a clear title, get a title company, get a title on it, and then get them listed. Try to use MLS, mm-hmm. flat listing, and we do our land stuff too. So what we found is that some of us make it so difficult on ourselves with, hey, I'm going to have 7 Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts, because I have a lot of Instagram and Facebook accounts, but it's that's kind of just to keep people knowing what our land's doing. But, mm-hmm. Some of the most successful people I see that their team is based on, they have the deal come in, they have a title person do their deal, they give it to a realtor, hand it off to a realtor, and walk away from it, and the realtor calls them when title's done, they sign the paperwork and get their check, and they go from there.
Wow.
So we're seeing people uber successful doing that. First year, I got a guy that worked with his first year. I think he's going to do $300,000 in profit, and he has no Facebook, no Instagram, no buy website, no sell website. And
amazing.
Yeah, just nuts.
So he did everything we say not to do.
Yep.
And he's still making money.
But it's the deal. It's the art of the deal. How do you get the deal and drive that for yourself?
I mean, one thing you can't avoid, in my opinion, under any circumstance, is not sending out mail. You have to send out blind offer campaigns like a machine to generate that kind of money.
No, you're exactly right. And that's the thing. He's figured out he wants to price his pricing methodology and does that, and he runs through the deal that way. So for myself, we've picked up, I think right now we've got – maybe 20 properties in inventory. So a lot of ours we'll put on Facebook and just, you know, hey, investors welcome, and we'll sell them that day on Facebook.
That's
just
great.
Just quick to other investors. We'll mark them up a little bit. But again, at the beginning of the year, we hit a bunch of home runs, but we hit, you know, quite a few, made quite a bit of money. Then we just turned it all back into Plum and said, hey, we're going to put as much money back into this as we can and help these other guys scale, because it's easier to have 20 or 30 guys looking at property for you than you doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
So, and that's a cool thing about that.
So what's it? So somebody brings you a deal, in the simplest terms, they bring a, I don't know, 40 acre property. It's got good access. Maybe they spent $10,000 on it, in Northern Arizona. Mm-hmm. What would you do that deal?
So what we do is somebody says, hey, I got this property under contract. And I actually had one in Arizona yesterday. We looked at it and we funded it. And it was 5 acres. It was $6,000. Comps out. The closest comp is $75,000 for 18 acres, and it's actually the next property over.
Jeez.
So you're like,
wow.
Yeah, we'll do that deal.
What's
with
not
you.
To do?
Yeah, and so normally what we ask for is the county, the APN, what you have it under contract price for. Ask that you go to the website, schedule that call, because we've had some people that kind of shop. Say, hey, will you do this deal? Then they ghost us, and we're kind of, it's, you know, I don't want
to. Are they checking to see if it's a good deal?
They're checking to see if it's a good deal without having to call you and schedule it with you. So, it's, you get kind of, you're like, ah, come on, guys. You know, let's be real about here. Let's be adults. But at the same time, we'll get that information from them. I'll run through the comps. Usually have it done in about, usually same day, but sometimes it's the next morning, depending on what time they get us. Then we green light them. We send a investor agreement over. And then we tell them, get a hold of title.
So what's your equity percentage in the deal?
We typically, right now, we're doing 50%.
So you fund a $10,000 deal. It's worth $30,000. You fund the $10,000, you take 10, the other person.
Yeah, we take the money we funded back first, and then we split the HUDs. So what the HUD says,
okay.
So the HUD in says $10,100, we'll pull our 10-1 first, and then the difference between the 10-1 and the closing the settlement statement on the last HUD one.
Okay.
Because we run everything through title. So
every single thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the right thing to do too.
I mean, it's a little bit more cumbersome, but it keeps honest people honest. So
we do the same thing. And only for SFRs now.
Okay.
All the land, we still fund ourselves 100% of it, even the expensive infill lots. Mm-hmm. And we do it out of HUD too, out of the HUD one.
Yep.
We split, and it's our investors, we don't pay, I think, a lot like you. The typical hard money lending scenario is you take a percentage the way a real estate agent would, percentage of what they lend. And it kind of leaves you hanging as, you know, you're taking the risk. It sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm taking 50% of the deal, but really you're taking the risk with them.
Yep.
And if it doesn't work, half of nothing is nothing.
Yep. And that's exactly right. So we take the risk and we go along the ride with you. And that's what we tell people. We're a partner in this. We're going to double check it with you. We got to check the comps. We got to do everything. Shake out all the risk and then help you. If you can't get it, you're not getting traction, we start moving into some of our co-ops that we rent with land and then get them listed on there.
Shake out all the risk.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
You're going to shake it.
That's going to be a title next week.
Okay.
So. That's awesome, man. All right, so like what other, I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions here. What advice, so you started in, tell us your story.
So we started in 16, we bought it, it was like the September special you had, you got a free piece of property. So we bought it then, it was for my wife, and as she started to.
The Land Academy was,
I was just going to fund it for her. I mean, I had a good job, made great money, she wanted something to do that she didn't have to go work, teach part-time at the kids' school. So we got that going, we took that piece of property, sold it on eBay. Like the first day we got it, the deed, and we put the deed in the mail, put it on eBay. Then we went to the COSL site, bought 4 pieces of property there as the video was going through, did that. And so that was about Christmas of that year. Then January 29th of 17, we sent our first big mailer out. And then we, and I think it's funny that you remember the dates of those days that you do that. And so.
And you remember the first deal.
Yep. We bought.
You always remember the first deal.
Yeah. She was a lady out of like New England. Her husband had died. It was in Texas, a property down there. It was 20 acres. She had $1,000 in back taxes. And we gave her $1,000 to get rid of the property, and we take the back taxes for her.
Wow. So it was what'd 20, you sell it for?
We sold that one for $4,800.
Oh my gosh.
So. Yeah,
it was a perfect first deal to just like get it all out of your system.
Oh, but we had 21 of those like that were between 5 and 40 acres on our first one, and we spent.
Oh my God!
Yeah, on our first mailer, And so we ended up making like $70,000 in that county.
Is she convinced?
No, she hated it. She gave me the business. That's why I'm here. She's not.
What did she not like about it?
She didn't like dealing with the people. We didn't have Pat Live. We were answering live. And so I was driving home from work. It was a 35-minute drive home, and I'm on the phone calling these people back with a notepad after she's given me all the dope on the on the property. So kind of went through there. It was interesting to say.
Were you hooked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is a $1 million company.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah. It's a $1 million company. You can see the scalability extremely quickly, but you have to find what you like about it. That was one of the big things for me is I saw it and I was like, okay, well, if it works on $100 an acre property, how do I move it up to $1,000 an acre property?
Add a zero.
And yep, add a zero. Like we've had that conversation several times, and that's a important thing that people don't realize that, yeah, it's great to do 500, 1,000. I talked to a guy not too long ago and he's done a couple hundred deals and he said, man, I still feel like I'm spinning my wheels. I need to get out of that next thing. And I'm like, what properties are you buying? Are you adding a zero? You know, because we can all do a bunch of properties that we're paying in $400 and selling them for $1,200. It's great ROI, but
yep.
Do you ever get ahead when you go to dinner with your wife, you take her on vacation?
Yeah.
You're spending that money faster than you can turn it back into your business.
You know, there's no replacement for days on market. So there's this mythological concept out there that more expensive property takes longer to sell. Mm-hmm. That's just not the case. You can hedge that off before you send the mail by researching days on market.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we're starting to work on a little bit more. We get a little more into the data side on the back end of the selling now as we start to get into the bigger properties and looking what they do. But we're just zooming in on what the comps are and what we're seeing. And we see that, you know, it's a lot nicer to have a $20,000 profit property once a month than a selling one property a month and then doing like $500 profit. And you're like, oh yeah, double my money. But yeah, it was a $500 profit on a $500 property. So
I think rural vacant land deals like that under $1,500, the real use for them this day and age, Jill and I just talked about it on yesterday's show. The real use for those this day and age is to get you without a lot of money risk, mm-hmm. comfortable with the process.
Exactly.
And so the thing that I brought up yesterday is, you know, that's great. Why are you now, Steve, why are you now talking about infill lots? Are you just eking this out? Why didn't you talk about infill lots 2 years ago on the show? And the fact is, we didn't have the data then.
Yeah.
We didn't have data like RealQuest, not RealQuest, but we didn't have
the Redfin data.
And market data, prevalent free market data like Redfin and Realtor.com provide and open up that whole market for us. And now it's opening up the SFR market like I've never seen it.
Yeah.
So, you know, infill lots, our typical infill lot is buy for 15 or 20 and sell it for 30 to 50.
Yeah. And that's a machine for us. Like the plum side, that doesn't necessarily work for my business model there because we're putting up $20,000 and it's not necessarily a machine. You need bridge funding or something like that.
Yeah.
So get your buyer's list built for that. For us, our bread and butter is that $10,000 property. It's 20 acres in wherever America that you're going to sell for $25,000-$30,000, and we're there for you. And you don't need us after the second one, you know.
Yep.
And we want you to graduate from that. We don't necessarily want you to keep calling me every time. I don't mind, but
I do.
Yeah.
Justin and I are actually developing software right now where you can put a deal in, and we're going to let you know really quickly whether or not as a group we can fund it,
mm-hmm.
and get you on your way without a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And it's not that we don't want to talk to you. It's just inefficient.
Automation. Leverage technology.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join Justin and I tomorrow where we discuss mastering transaction workflow with Justin Sliva. And we'll answer your questions as we always do on landinvestors.com. You're not alone in your real estate ambition.